Quality mix of music from then and now. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow Hayo, coming from Stadium Arcadium. They're up for a few Grammys. Hopefully we'll see them perform live on February 11th on CBS. And before the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Moby gave us Southside. Jenny with you this morning. And just before 9 o'clock, Don and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning, Jenny.
How are you?
Oh, we're very good.
Yeah, you've had a good week thus far?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Yeah, it has been interesting. The rain threw me off. I've been waiting for this day and even like 9 o'clock because, you know, there's an hour left of the show.
Yeah.
For, I think, since Monday at like 7:15. Monday was crazy with all the snow.
Really
it was utter. It was utter insanity, especially sitting here.
Like before Tuesday.
So what's happening in the world of movies?
Well, there's a lot of movies opening up this weekend. There's Blood and Chocolate, which is a girl werewolf movie. Uh-huh. There's a spoof movie called Epic Movie, which the Scary Movie guys did.
Right.
And there's a critically acclaimed one called Notes on a Scandal with Cate Blanchett and Judi Dench, which of course we didn't see.
Looks scary.
Yeah. It looks a little intense.
Intense.
But John and I were going to tell you about Smokin' Aces and Catch and Release.
All right.
Yeah, Smokin' Aces. I'm telling you, Jenny, somebody's smoking something with this movie.
Who's in this one?
Well, there's actually quite a few people. There's, of course, Ben Affleck.
All right.
Yep, there's Jeremy Piven and Ryan Reynolds and even Alicia Keys.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so you've probably seen the commercials for this one.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the concept behind the story, it sounds really, really cool. There's a guy in Vegas and he's kind of playing both sides of the law. And he decides, though, the best way for him to stay alive is to actually turn on the mob and testify against them. Turns out actually to be a bad idea because the mob wants him dead.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I've seen the preview.
Yep, exactly. And the cops, they want to keep him alive, though, so he can testify. So they have to get to him before the mob does.
Uh-huh.
Well, all that sounds really cool and exciting until you actually go see the movie. It turns out to be a really dumb story. And it's got way over the top violence, drugs, and, of course, John's all-time favorite, naked girls.
It's really like a bad like Quentin Tarantino ripoff, which
what? I liked Kill Bill's one and
Kill Bill? Are you kidding me?
I loved those. I did.
His whole infatuation with Uma Thurman kind of freaks me out.
Ooh, see, I'm infatuated with her a little bit too, so
so you're okay with that?
I was okay with it.
No,
that's not.
I actually really like all the star power in this, and there definitely are some interesting characters, but it really is so over the top, and the story is so ridiculous that it's like watching, I think, a cartoon more than a drama. So, you know, if you're into, like, freaks and mind-numbing violence, it might be good for you, but if you're, like, Dawn and you cry at loud noises.
Right. Me too. Me too, Don.
Yeah. Not the best movie ever. In fact, they try to trick the audience into thinking that this is a better movie than it is by throwing a twist in at the end. Turns out to be completely lame and nobody even cared about it by the time we got to the end of the movie. So on our movie night traffic light, we're rating Smokin' Aces a red. Bad movie.
And then what's the other film?
The other one is, you know, we had Ben Affleck in Smokin' Aces. Now we have Mrs. Ben Affleck.
Oh, Jennifer Garner and Catch and Release.
Catch and Release.
Right.
This is the one that makes me like, ooh, I really want to go see it.
I'm telling you guys, if you think you can get through a chick flick just because the chick is Jennifer Garner, think again, my friend. Not so.
You know, the girl that wrote this movie, her name is Susanna Grant, and she wrote movies like Erin Brockovich, Pocahontas, and even the most recent Charlotte's
Pocahontas.
Web.
Pocahontas. Yeah. I loved Pocahontas.
Yeah. Well, you know, John and I, we actually had a chance to hang out with Susanna in L.A., and it turns out she's just a really super positive person, which I think is why she works on movies that she can throw in happiness and hope in kind of with the tragedy stuff that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Well, this movie, it doesn't start out with any happiness and hope. It starts out at the funeral of Jennifer Garner's fiance.
I thought that.
Yeah.
You can kind of gather that.
Yeah,
from the
previews.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's dead and she has to pick up the pieces and put her life back together. And she ends up finding out some things about her fiance that she didn't know and she doesn't like. And it actually forces her to find out some things about herself. But that might actually lead her to a whole new love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've got me. Let's go.
Great loves are Pocahontas and Uma Thurman.
Note to self.
Even though I was really expecting like the Lifetime Channel logo to pop up anytime, it wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be. I mean, the Jennifer Garner goes with a very plain Jane look in this, which is completely tragic. But, and the story takes some turns in this that seem to me about as likely as, a third term for George W. It just ain't going to happen. So there's a little bit of it that's awkward and boring, but there are some really powerful bits of dialogue. Kevin Smith, who's the Clerks guy, Silent Bob, if you know him from that.
Sure.
He's actually really funny in this as the depressed roommate. He's kind of like an over-medicated Jack Black. The soundtrack in this is really good. In fact, the last scene of the movie has that Death Cab for Cutie song. The good one, not that ukulele suicide into the dark.
Not the I Will Follow You into the... You don't like that?
No, it's the other one.
Ukulele. Soul meets body. Soul meets body. Yeah. The album, actually, the soundtrack is wonderful. I was sitting on Blake's desk and I was looking through it going, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really cool, but there is a weird thing about the movie that by the end of the movie, which, by the way, the whole movie is about Jennifer Garner and her character, you don't really know her at all by the end of the movie. You know everything there is to know about her dead fiancé, but you don't know much about her, which is really sort of strange.
Well,
so,
what about the guy?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
The one that's in the previews?
Which one are you referring to?
There's a lot of guys in the movie.
Oh, okay, then let's leave it at that, because I don't want anybody to feel like they got their... The story blown or whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, she buddies up with all of his friends to try and learn about him. And that's kind of what the whole...
Yeah. Oh. We don't see any of her friends or her life or anything, but you see his friends, what his life was about, and yeah.
That's kind of
different. Yeah, it's kind of different. Huh. Yeah, so in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate this movie, though, Catch and Release, as a yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't any of that.
Darn. So, what's happening next week?
Well, next week, we're going to go check out a movie called Because I Said So with Diane Keaton.
Which I love.
Yeah,
her.
We're going to check that out and see what that's about. But there's this really, really cool thing starting today with Paramount Pictures and AMC Theaters. Remember we told you all about Freedom Riders, which we really, really liked that movie with Hilary Swank?
Uh-huh.
Well, AMC and Paramount has paired up to let any teacher anywhere in the country into any AMC theater to see that movie for free.
Oh, wow.
So that starts today and it goes through Thursday of next week. So if you're a teacher, head out to an AMC theater, tell them who you are.
And so, which are AMC theaters in town?
The Foothills, we think,
Foothills,
yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Awesome.
Yeah.
You might want to call it a
John and John told us to be here. I don't know. All right, great, you guys. We will talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Right. Sounds like a plan. We have Boston from Augustana ahead and John Mellencamp's next. Check it out. It's 92.9 The Mountain.